Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled Hebrews Highlights was recorded at our 2008 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I've actually had people, I heard a minister one time say that they were dealing with a girl who hated her family and was bitter at her family and said all of her problems went back to her family. And this minister says, now I know the family, and they were a good family. They weren't perfect, but it wasn't the parents' fault. The child took an offense when none was intended, and so they were living a lie and a deception. But then they went on to say, but it really didn't matter whether it was true or not, because it was true to them. And so they went ahead and taught this girl how to forgive her parents and how to operate in love and forgiveness and let the Lord heal them of the hurts that they had. And when I heard that, I got the tape. It was a cassette tape. And I pulled it out and threw it out the window. I got so mad. It wasn't true, but they felt like it was true. So you had to deal with it as if it was true. Man. I just think that's terrible. That's terrible. You're reinforcing wrong attitudes. You're reinforcing lies. Nobody's ever going to get set free by believing a lie.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to tell people the truth. It's the truth that sets people free.
Yes.
And many of us, we know that the Word says He'll never leave us nor forsake us. But God, I don't feel You. So therefore, forget what the Word says. I don't feel You. Oh, God, would You please come? Would You touch me? Would You manifest Yourself? Would You do something? You know, if I was God, I'd just drop kick you right off the earth. I'd turn you into a pool of ashes. Oh, well, I know He's with me, but I don't feel Him. Well, who cares how you feel? Pull your thumb out of your mouth and grow up and start going by what is true and what's reality. Well, I just don't feel the presence of God. Well, then you're wrong. God is with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And if you don't feel it, well, then change your feelings. Start looking in a mirror and saying, God is with me. God loves me. God is pleased with me. God carries my picture in His wallet. God loved me so much that He commended His love towards me in sending His Son, and He died for me. God loves me as much as any person. Speak to yourself. Edify yourself. Take Charlie and Jill's praise and worship. You know, I was testifying about that's what I do when I had pressures. That's what they do. You take the Word and you minister to yourself and you build yourself up. You don't curl up in a fetal position and start complaining about how bad things are. Stand up in who you are in Christ and take your authority and go forth. You draw near to God. The way has been opened. The Lord splint the veil. You now have access unto the Holy of Holies. If you aren't in there, it's not God's fault to pick you up and put you in there. It's your responsibility to now believe that these things have been done. Stand up like a man or a woman. Begin to edify yourself. Speak the Word of God. Cast off the criticism and the traditions and doctrines of man that are hindering you from believing the truth. Take a stand for the Word. Some people say, well, I believe God sent me to this dead church. Well, if you really believe that, well, then stand up. Start speaking the truth. And you won't have to worry about leaving. They'll kick you out. Amen. But God hadn't called any of you to be a secret service agent. God hasn't called any of you to be a spy in that church. If you really think God called you to be there, well, then stand up and speak the truth. And when they ask God, oh, come and be with us and go with us as we leave this place, stand up and say, hey, He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's an unbelief prayer. Let's start praying the Word of God. You start spending, you know, you could be nicer than what I am. But if you would stand for the Word of God, I guarantee you, you won't have to worry about it. They will make your decision for you. Amen. You know, some of you are enjoying this, but there's some of you that if looks could kill, I'd be dead. You know why people don't like this? Because it places responsibility upon you.
Yeah.
And we have become masters of saying, I'm not responsible. It's the fact that I missed a birthday party when I was 3 years old, and that justifies me being a triple rapist and a murderer because I was abused when I was a child. They didn't give me my birthday cake. I heard a man say that. That's how he justified rape and murder, was because he was abused as a child. They forgot his birthday. Pull your thumb out of your mouth and grow up. It's not what other people do to you that make you the way that you are. You've got a choice whether you become bitter or better. Christianity places responsibility upon you. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 says, Behold, I call heaven and earth to record against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that you and your seed may live. God gave you the choice. Nobody else can make you bitter. Nobody else can make you a mess. Nobody has made you the mess that you are. You've had circumstances happen that may give you an opportunity, but it was your reaction to those circumstances that made you the jerk that you are. It's true. You can go into families where they were raised by the same parents, same alcoholic parents, the same pervert parents or whatever, and one child will go the other direction and be straight as an arrow, and the other one will be limping the rest of their life. And they had the same gene pool, the same environment, the same everything, but they had a choice. God says, you choose. God gave you the choice. And just in case anybody misses this simple quiz, life and death, blessing and cursing, that's kind of a no-brainer. But in case you have trouble deciding which one, he gives you the answer to this quiz. He says, choose life. Amen. It's like, A, life. B, death. Life's the answer. Choose life. You got no excuse. You can be better instead of bitter. It's your choice. You don't have to let what somebody did to you destroy you. You know, Jamie and I have had the same problems that anybody's had. Charlie and Jill, I told you, they're fighting a battle for their son's life. Did you know that most people would cave? Most people would be up here talking about, oh, how bad it is, and crying and begging God. They're up here worshiping God and praising Him because they believe these things that we're talking about. There are many of you that if your son was fighting for his life and having to have somebody feed him through a tube into his stomach, you couldn't leave. You'd be so emotionally a wreck that you couldn't do anything. And here's Charlie and Jill worshiping God and standing strong because of God in their life. Amen. They've got a choice. They hadn't told me this, but I know that they're people like anybody else. They could have caved. They could have just been brokenhearted. They could have quit. They could have said, we can't minister. But they got a choice. You know, we've had things happen to us. We made Paul Harvey's news broadcast worldwide. He says it's one of the worst things he had ever heard. And I remember Wendell met me when I came into school that day, and he says, you can't minister today. You don't have to minister. We'll cover for you. And I said, hey, Jesus is the same. Nothing's changed. You know what? I'll just stand up and tell him about Jesus. And I had a choice. You can go ahead and do what God called you to do. You do not have to fold like a $2 suitcase every time there's a problem in your life. You got the power of God living on the inside of you. You got a choice.
That's right.
I get all of this from Hebrews 10:23, where it says, let us draw near to God. Don't let us now petition God to draw near to us. Let us beg and plead with God. God's done His part, brothers and sisters. God's faithful. God's made a new and a living way. The doors are open. He's welcoming us. His whole kingdom is for you, but you got to do something. You got to draw near. You got to pick yourself up. You got to stir yourself up. If you don't stir yourself up, you're going to settle to the bottom. You need to stir yourself up. You need to take the Word of God and encourage yourself in the Lord your God. You need to do something, lest you do nothing. Praise God. And I know some of you think I'm hard. But this is, we're just so far removed from where God wants us to be. I hadn't got time to sneak up on you. You know, there isn't an easy way to kill a sacred cow. You just got to kill it. It reminds me of the guy that was driving down the road and he saw a three-legged cow and the fourth leg was a wooden leg. And he was so amazed that he decided he'd stop and go talk to that farmer. And he says, I've never seen a three-legged cow with the fourth wooden leg. What happened to this cow? And he said, this is a special cow. He says, it's really a special cow. And he says, well, what makes it special? And he says, one night we were all asleep, our family, and the house caught on fire, and this cow made so much noise and banged and stuff, and it woke the family up, and it saved our life. This cow saved our life. And he says, well, that's amazing. I never heard that. But he says, that still doesn't explain why it's got a wooden leg. And he says, but you don't understand. This is a special cow. And he says, well, you told me. And he says, but no, there was another time. He says, my kids were in a pond swimming, and one of them was drowned, and we weren't there. And this cow went out and saved our child's life and drug them out of the pond and saved their life. And he says, that's amazing. I've never heard that. But what does that have to do with it having a wooden leg? And he says, well, you can't eat a special cow all at one time. See, some people just want to kill a sacred cow a little bit at a time. Let's just clop off one leg. You know what? The best way is just kill it and then eat the whole thing. Amen. So instead of being gentle with you, I'm just killing all of our sacred cows. Amen. I'm just pulling the rug out from under some of you, but I'm telling you what, if what's happening in your life isn't working, you need something to change. And I'm telling you that these are just powerful, powerful truths from the Word of God, that God has already done His part. God's opened up the way. Now let us draw near.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the book of Hebrews. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1061C or DVD series R3206D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK155 titled, Please God, Do Something, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.